In this video, we will talk about how to explain your microchurch to neighbors, friends, and church leaders. A microchurch can sound confusing if you describe it too vaguely. If you say, "We are starting something spiritual," people may not know what you mean. If you say, "We are starting a church," some may imagine a building, a paid pastor, a full worship team, and a Sunday morning program. So clarity matters. A helpful explanation might be this. We are forming a small Christian gathering rooted in scripture, prayer, fellowship, care, and mission. It will meet in a home, neighborhood, workplace, or community setting, and it will be connected to healthy oversight through a church, mentor, or soul center. That kind of explanation is simple, honest, and accountable. When you talk with neighbors or friends, use warm and natural language. You might say, "We are gathering a few people for a simple Christian time of scripture, prayer, encouragement, and community. You would be welcome to come and see." Do not oversell it. Do not pressure people. Do not make it sound bigger than it is. Trust is built when your words match reality. When you talk with church leaders, be even clearer. Explain who the microchurch is for, where it will gather, who will lead, what oversight you desire, how safety will be handled, and how the gathering will stay connected to the larger mission of Christ. A common mistake is promoting before defining. If you invite people before you know the purpose, rhythm, and oversight of the microchurch, confusion can grow quickly. People may wonder, is this a Bible study? Is this a separate church? Is this under anyone's care? Who handles children? Who teaches? Who decides? Microchurch planting is relational, but it should not be careless. In many global settings, especially where Christianity is misunderstood or restricted, explanations must also be wise and culturally aware. Sometimes a quiet personal invitation is better than public advertising. Sometimes hospitality opens the door before formal language does. The goal is not to market a product. The goal is to bear faithful witness to Jesus Christ, invite people into Christian community, and build trust slowly. Explain your microchurch with clarity, humility, and peace. A clear invitation can become the first step toward discipleship, renewal, and gospel multiplication.